Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
The use of chemical abortions has steadily risen since gaining FDA approval in 2000. In fact, currently nearly two-thirds of abortions are conducted chemically. The chemical abortion process includes two pills, mifepristone and misoprostol. The combination of these two pills is commonly referred to as the abortion pill. Many women choose a chemical abortion over a surgical abortion because it seems less invasive and more private. Tragically, in some states, women can receive the abortion pill in the mail from a telehealth provider, which means that they never have to enter a doctor's clinic before taking this potent drug. Providers often refer to chemical abortions as medical abortions, a term designed to imply safety and ease. But that's not the truth. Most women are unprepared for the excruciating physical pain caused by the pills and the horrifying possibility of seeing the results of their abortion. For years, the abortion pill has been marketed as safe and effective, but a study published last month by the Ethics and Public Policy Center reveals the truth about chemical abortions. This study explores the adverse effects of mifepristone, the first of the two abortion pills. Up to the release of this new study, the FDA and the mifepristone's manufacturer relied on 10 studies about the side effects of the pill. In total, these studies included approximately 31,000 participants. According to the results of these studies, less than 0.5% of participants experienced severe adverse side effects from mifepristone abortions. But this new study analyzed the real-world insurance claims of over 800,000 prescribed mifepristone abortions between 2017 and 2023. That's 28 times more mifepristone abortions than were included in the FDA's entire body of research. According to this new study, 11% of women experience sepsis, infection, hemorrhaging, or another serious adverse event within 45 days following a mifepristone abortion. While drug labels claim that less than 0.5% of women experience severe side effects, this real-world data demonstrates the number of side effects to be at least 22 times higher. One woman named Patricia shared her story of taking the abortion pill. The pain of the abortion far exceeded the descriptions of her doctor. She shared, quote, "Within 1 hour, I knew that everything the doctor had told me was a lie," end quote. She was also not warned that she would see the results of her abortion. She said, quote, "The shame and guilt that I felt at that moment is impossible to describe," end quote. But her experience was far from over. 3 weeks after taking the pill, she required emergency care to finish removing the parts of her deceased baby from her womb that the abortion had left behind. Another woman named Jessica learned the truth about abortion after her chemical abortion. She said, quote, "Abortion is taking an innocent life. Abortion is absolutely wrong no matter the circumstances. If you have an abortion, you will regret it. That regret never leaves," end quote. Tragically, the physical side effects of the chemical abortion are not the worst part of the abortion experience. Far worse is the lasting guilt and regret that so often comes as a result of this life-ending decision. The Ethics and Public Policy Center's new study highlights the effects of the abortion pill on women, but we must never forget the effects of abortion on the unborn. While 11% of chemical abortions cause severe side effects for the mother, 100% of successful chemical abortions cause the death of an innocent human being. In a chemical abortion, mifepristone blocks the hormone progesterone from the baby, causing nutrients and oxygen to be cut off from the baby. In other words, mifepristone starves the unborn baby. While tightening FDA regulations may help women avoid adverse side effects, the only way to save the unborn from cruel starvation is to prohibit altogether the dispensing of the abortion pill. The study states, quote, "Women deserve better than the abortion pill." And we add, so do babies. Babies deserve the fundamental right to human life. Babies deserve to be loved and protected even before they're born. Babies deserve the right to be carried to term instead of being cruelly starved and ejected from the womb. Babies deserve better than the abortion pill. Regardless of the circumstances, women deserve the right to know the very real risk and trauma associated with a chemical abortion, and every unborn baby, every image bearer, deserves the right to be born alive and to experience life. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Appling reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.